Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. One after the other, the Beatitudes tell us that the blessings of eternity will be given only to those who have become new creatures. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Jesus is not making optional suggestions. He is describing the pathway to heaven. And this sermon is a message to urge us to find the pathway and stay on it so you can be called sons of God at the last judgment. At the very end of his sermon, of this sermon in Matthew 7:26, he calls out to the crowds, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell. And a great was the fall thereof." In other words, a life of personal development of the Beatitudes will be critical at judgment time. Pastor Todd is quite emphatic. Jesus plus nothing is the gospel. That is backed by scripture in John 1:12. To all who received him, Jesus, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. And Galatians 3:26 says, "For in Christ we are all sons of God through faith." In other words, we become sons of God by trusting in Christ for our forgiveness and hope. What Jesus is saying in Matthew 5:9 is that people who have become sons of God have the character of their Heavenly Father. And we know from Scripture that their Heavenly Father is a God of peace. We know that heaven is a world of peace, see in Luke 19:38. And most important of all, we know that God is a peacemaker. God is a peace-loving God and a peacemaking God. The whole history of redemption, climaxing in the death and resurrection of Jesus, is God's strategy to bring about a just and lasting peace between rebel man and himself, and then between man and man. Therefore, God's children are that way too. We were given a new nature after the image of our Heavenly Father. So, the children of God must be peacemakers. It is by the Spirit of God we are made children of God, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of peace. Let me suggest, if we are not peacemakers, we have not yet matured in the Spirit of Christ, because the fruit of the Spirit includes peace. That's in Galatians 5:22. And those who bear the fruit of peace are the sons of God. Now, let's look at what that means to be a peacemaker. The promise of sonship in Matthew 5:9 points us to Matthew 5:43 and 45 for our main insight. But of these texts described how we can show ourselves to be sons of God. Peacemaking attempts to make a positive connection to people, and it wants animosity eliminated. It wants reconciliation. It wants harmony. The peacemaker attempts to overcome disharmony, and so does with sincerity in his heart. One should not equate peacemaking with peace achieving. A peacemaker longs, sacrifices, and works for peace, but peace may not result. Romans 12:18. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceable with all. That is the goal of a peacemaker. Don't let the rupture of a relationship be your fault. In James 3:17, it says, "The wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable." First pure, then peaceable, not the other way around. And that is the order we have in the Beatitudes. First, blessed are the pure in heart, then blessed are the peacemakers. Purity takes precedence over peace. Purity is the basis of biblical peace. Purity may not be compromised in order to make peace. The point of these personal issues in the Sermon on the Mount is to emphasize that everyone must become a new creature if you are to have eternal life. You must have a new heart. I submit, based on these scriptures, that without merciful, pure, peacemaking heart, you cannot legitimately yet be called a son of God. Blessed are you, peacemakers, who pray for your enemies and greet your opponents with love and sacrifice. If you strive for the reconciliation of people to God and to each other, you will be called the sons of God and inherit eternal life in the kingdom of your Father. I close with the words of Jesus from John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Make it a blessed day.